This is Composed Visualized Responses by Tactical Composure. In this exercise, we're really using your power of visualization to imagine an upcoming scenario. It could be something which is neutral, it could be something which is a new skill or a new situation, or it could be a challenging one. And in visualizing it, we want you to take charge of how you imagine your response will be. Typically, when we predict there could be some tension or some challenge, our mind will go to protecting us by creating scenarios of things that can go wrong, or even the worst case scenario. And of course, they will raise tension in our nervous system. So in this one, like they do in sports psychology and in high performance training, we're going to visualize a response where you are composed, where you are in control of the situation and you're acting in accordance to your values. So it is using your visualization in a bit like a virtual response, a virtual reality sort of mode, thinking it through, imagining it working out well. So this allows you to have that frame and that thought in your mind, the visualized response, which is positive, not just the visualized response, which is negative or where it doesn't work out. So firstly, you visualize the scene that could be occurring. Describe it specifically. Imagine what you see, what you think might be said or done, and also the typical reactions that you might tend to have if you imagine yourself there. It could be, well, we're doing this new task and I feel I'm going to be behind all the others. So we have some thoughts about comparing ourselves there. We might have some anxiety about coming up to speed with a new task that's being implemented. So we're imagining in some ways the challenge of that. And it may be that we're also thinking, oh, it's going to be hard to ask a question. Will I look stupid if I ask a question that seems very straightforward? And of course, this composed, visualized response activity does tap into positive self-talk. It does tap into the self-instructional method, but it is different because we're using your visualization skills. And this way, it's a more advanced technique. Now, before visualizing and taking yourself through rehearsing yourself in this situation and what you can do and will do to be confident and composed, you might want to write it down first. So describe the scene and imagine yourself successfully engaging in it, doing that task. And as you're doing it, imagine yourself being able to be calm, to be considered. Imagine yourself pausing and thinking. Imagine yourself achieving that task at hand and interacting effectively with others around you. So in the example I used before, you may imagine yourself asking questions and being curious, and those questions being answered in a very reasonable way. Imagine yourself whether you're falling behind a bit or you're in front of the game, that either way it's going to be okay. So we don't want to remove the reality factor here, but we want to give you a sense that no matter what happens, you can see yourself in that situation and you can see yourself coping. So this is where we see tactical composure being about forward planning, visualizing that controlled and calm approach without things having to be perfect as well. By visualizing that scenario playing out in a realistic way, when we turn up to face it, we'll be less surprised, we'll be perhaps more ready for whatever we may experience, and we've probably turned the pressure down on ourselves as well. It also might allow us to raise our hand, ask for help when we need it, and be more self-compassionate at the time if we are falling behind a little bit or we are experiencing signs of tension. So just as a little snippet of information for you, this composed visualized response using visualization or that virtual kind of concept is used in a range of ways by different professionals, certainly in sports psychology with elite athletes. It can be used for people who are preparing for confronting scenarios, perhaps being a witness, an expert witness on the witness stand in courtrooms. Other examples include high-performance individuals who are visualizing success in their life. and also in the military as well. We know there are examples certainly in the US and the Canadian Navy and Army where certainly visualized responses are part of training, rehearsing how the situation will go and how we can do that effectively as well too. So it's been around for quite a long time. But lastly, as with all the tactical composure skills that we teach you in the program, everyday people use these, but you don't realize. So we're just making that very explicit.